Yes, I think that's Paddy Marley you're speaking about.
Oh, it is Paddy Marley, surely. Yes, it's Paddy Marley. World Championships coming up, Ricky, in London, starting next Friday. You're the managing director of Pace Sports Management. You've got a big crew going, and how do you expect to do?
Yeah, it's another World Championships. Comes around every 2 years, so it's quite a big one for us because some of our biggest stars, the likes of Usain Bolt and the likes of Mo Farah, this will be their last World Championships. Usain will retire after that, and Mo will move on to do marathons and road races. So it's a big one for us. We have quite a number of athletes competing as usual, and we have, in addition to those two, we'll have other people who will be aiming for gold medals and medals of some sort, or making finals, or trying to do as well as they can.
You had big numbers involved in your stable, let's call it that. You have slimmed down a little bit?
Yeah, what we tried to do, because the bigger clients were taking up a lot more of our time, so we tried to focus on really the top-level people. Normally, we take to World Championships maybe 25 athletes this time. I think we're about 15. But to be honest, the quality at the top end is as good as ever. It's probably some of the middle-of-the-road people that we cut down on. So you know, we still should go there with a good shot of medals in a couple of events.
You have been doing well up to now. You say that your big stars, I suppose, particularly Usain Bolt and Mo Farah, bowing out of the world stage, doing other things. Have you new people coming along to replace them?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, really, in this business. You have to have a talent coming through. I think some of the exciting ones going into this championship is a 400-meter runner called Fred Curley from Texas. He ran 43.70 this year. This will be his first World Championships. It's a very competitive event in the 400 with Van Niekerk. But it's going to be very exciting for him. We have another girl, Shamir Little, in the 400-meter hurdles from Chicago. She's running for the United States, and she's second fastest in the world going into it. She won the World Junior Championships a couple of times. She got a medal, actually, when she was still very young, 2 years ago at the World Championships. So she'd be hoping to go one better. Another young guy from Jamaica, he runs the 400-meter hurdles. He's the World Junior Champion the last two editions of that meet. So, yeah, certainly we have young talent coming through, and hopefully they can step up now in the next few years.
Is it a question of people coming to you to join you, or is it a question of you looking for these athletes around the world?
I'd say it's a bit of both, really. There's no point in me saying anything different. But generally, you know, the success we've had with the likes of Usain and Mo particularly definitely attracts a lot of other athletes. But doing this for a long time now, and we've dedicated our whole life to it, so we don't want to take on as many as we used to do. We just want to focus on the top guys, really, and try to get to bed a bit earlier at night and get a few more hours sleep. It's been 15 or more years where it's been 24/7 kind of thing, so not much will change, really, but just to try to get the opportunity when the big guys move on to other things, to just not bring in a whole lot of new guys, but just have a little bit more of a life balance.
And you're saying Bolt, I suppose in particular, and Mo Farah, they won't be going off the world stage, I presume. They're probably going to use their name, having won so much, to continue taking in the money for themselves and yourselves.
Yeah, I think Usain has got, you know, a million other opportunities for himself now. He's quite famous and he's quite popular, and whether that's in another sport, whether that's in movies, TV, you know, we have a number of business interests that he'll focus on. He's got his foundation that he'll work on. I think that, you know, the IFFF are still looking for him to be an ambassador. A lot of the brands that he works with are still looking for him to be a spokesperson for them. So there's quite a lot of things going on, particularly for him. And I think Mo will still run for another couple of years. He's not done running yet. It's just he's moving to the road racing scene. So, you know, you're still going to see those guys around for sure.
Well, it's going to be their final World Championships, I would suggest. Can they both win? I suppose Farah, I suppose, could win a number of medals.
Yeah, Usain's running the 100 metres and the 4x1 this time. He's dropping the 200 metres to make it a little bit easier for him. Mo's going again in the 5,000 metres and 10,000 metres. The form chance have them both as favourite. Usain, pretty much based on his experience, he hasn't really done much this year. He's really only training for this meet. He ran a 9.95 at Monaco a couple of weeks ago. But what's interesting is that the 100 metres hasn't been as strong this year. Nobody's really running very, very fast yet. It could all change next week, but Usain, with his talent and his experience and everything, you know, he knows what he's got to do to win, and he's not going to go to the start line if he thinks he can't win. And Mo would, you know, I think this year he's still in a strong position. He's kind of favourite in both events, and there'll always be a very strong contingent from Ethiopia and from Kenya, but and USA now as well. There's a lot of naturalised Kenyans running for USA who are tough. One of them got silver medalist in the Olympics last year. So Mo will go in there as favourite, but you know, 25 laps of the track, it's still all to be done. So the hard work is just about to start for him.
You were suggesting to Usain that the only way that you would expect him to come back and to competing again is if he got a big deal like Conor McGregor and Floyd
Mayweather.
That's exactly the word I'm looking for. I'm mixing the two of them up. That if they got if he got some kind of a deal like that, but that's unlikely, I presume.
Unless he takes up boxing, I think that's unlikely.
Why not?
Joke, really, they're asking, will he come back out of retirement? I think he's achieved so much. You know, it's not the competition, it's the training that he got to train day in, day out in order to get to the level that he's got to. And I think he's just not really wanting to do that anymore. It's the right time for him to pack it in now. But, you know, of course, if someone comes in with, I don't know how much those guys are getting.
Well, they're reported
30 million.
They're talking about 100 million, I hear, but whether that's true or not.
So I'm sure he would dust off the spikes or dust off whatever they want him to do for that kind of money, and maybe he can get into the ring one of them for 5 minutes. I don't know. But no, it was just a joke, and I think this will be his last championships, and he'll move on to the next kind of phase of his career.
I suppose it'd be very important that he would go out on a high, because he's, I suppose, the leading light in athletics, or the two of them really, for the last 10-15 years.
I think it would be a nice way to end the story, you know, to go out on a high and have a kind of pretty much a perfect record. But you know, I don't think, even if, you know, they've achieved so much, it doesn't really damage their legacy if they didn't win. But you know, of course, we're going there to try and win.
There'll be a big crowd there. He's a big favourite. Both of them really are in London.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the meet, you know, it was sold out, I think, within, I know everyone's looking for tickets at the moment, but I think it was sold out within a couple of hours of tickets going on sale. They did it on waves. So expect a full house. I think the Olympics in 2012 really created a huge buzz. The morning sessions were full. Normally when you go to these track and field meets, the morning sessions are kind of half full and then the evening sessions are full, but London filled the stadium every minute of every session. And I think when you see the other meets have gone on, the Diamond League meet there and other meets that have gone on since then, they fill the stadium every time as well. So there's still a kind of a buzz, if you like, from the Olympics, and people want to go to the stadium, experience the whole atmosphere. And I expect it'll be full every session this year as well.
But thereafter, when Usain and Mo retire, will the same interest be there, do you think?
I think Usain has certainly brought you know, global attention to athletics. I think people watch him run and have heard of him who don't really know a whole lot of other athletes. So he's been, you know, a big shining light for the sport. But there's always going to be new talents coming through. We'll not see another Usain Bolt in our lifetime, but we'll always, you know, there'll always be someone coming through in some events, and they'll be head-to-heads, and that'll be exciting. And, you know, I think the beauty of athletics is that it's a really a worldwide sport. There's 200 and something countries entered in this event next week, and so you've got people from all over the world, from Australia, Japan, Asia, Africa, South America, everywhere else that's competing, and they're big stars in their own country. And when they step up on the global stage, they can be stars in the global stage as well.
Are you, Ricky, still as shall we say interested and excited by athletics as you have been for the last 15 or more years?
I've been doing it all my life, so definitely still exactly the same. I think, you know, you get used to the big meets for sure, and you've been around the block a few times, so you kind of know what to expect. You know, when you go into it the first time, of course, it's all new and it's all exciting, but we're almost in a position which isn't where if our guys don't win now, we're more disappointed than if they do win. That's okay. That's normal service. So you don't get the same. Sometimes when you have an athlete who's expected to finish sixth and they win, you get a lot of happiness out of that because they've excelled and they've bettered what they expected to do. When you have guys that go in there as a favourite multiple times, you really just expect them to win. And if they don't win, you're probably more upset than if they the other way around. So, but no, it's I think it's going to be a great event full stadiums, good atmosphere. These big athletes are tiring. I think people should tune in to see it.
The University of Ulster honoured you with a doctorate degree, a very nice thing for anybody to receive.
It is. It was a great honour. To be honest, I don't feel any smarter than I was then. I was never that smart, so it doesn't help me that much. But no, it's a great honour. Something to put on your CV and something to have. And as I said, when I was there, it's pretty much down to the people that we work with more so than me. But I'm always happy to have it.
And do you like being called Dr. Ricky Sims?
I think everyone's forgotten about it already by now. I haven't been called doctor too often, but unless in a joke. But yeah.
You've been called other things, I'm sure.
Plenty of other things, but you probably wouldn't want to repeat them at this time of the day.
Not exactly. Well, Ricky, pleasure talking to you, but there's one final question. I was speaking to Usain Bolt, thanks to yourself, back in 2012, and put the question to him when he was coming to Donegal, or Ireland, Donegal, and he said whenever he was invited, the responsibility is still in your lap to bring him to Donegal. When is he coming?
You know, I'm glad it was him who said this, because it was him said it directly to you. I can't take the blame, but I think we have talked about it a couple of times, and we tried to arrange it one time when he was competing in the UK and we were going to come over, but then something else cropped up. I think Usain's schedule, just to get a day with him, is just so tough. You're trying to always squeeze things in. After he runs in London, we're off to a couple of places, including Japan and Australia and things like that. So once we get all those things done, I think, you know, he's not training next year the way he has been, for sure. Probably trying to keep fit, but he won't have the same discipline training regime, so he'll have a lot more time in his hands. So, everyone Irish he speaks to asks him about it. So someone asked him about it the other day, and he's saying, for sure, yeah, we got to do it, and hopefully in the next 12 months would be nice. But I don't want to put a date on it, so people will say he didn't come on that date, because I think he'll come when he gets a chance.
Well, you know, the people of Gort McCall would love to see him.
Yeah, I think Patsy's got the red carpet ready for him to come to Finn Valley, so that's what we'll plan for. My original plan was he'd come and run some races there, or do something there to set some fantastic track records, but he probably won't be able to do that anymore, so we'll have to come up with a new plan for it.
Unless he comes out of retirement to run a new track record.
Well, if you've got Mayweather or McGregor money, then we can talk.
Okay, we'll do our best to arrange it. Ricky, appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Thank you very much indeed.